three times. Listen, it's so important. Three times Jesus quoted scripture to overcome temptation. It is written, it is written, it is written. Okay. This weekend, the title is Water. We saw how that the Bible is our bread. It is nourishment to us. I want to show you how it's water. Now, just to use an analogy, bread represents food, and we know it's the Word of God, so this is our nourishment. How long could you go without food? Well, most experts say 40 to 80 days. How long could you go without water? Most experts say, depending on physical conditioning, 7 to 14. Some have said 7 to 21 days. But somewhere in that range, 7 to 21 days. If the Bible is food and water, how long spiritually can you go without this book? Now, I know that our spirits are saved and sealed, saved by the blood, sealed by the Spirit, but I think we have a lot of malnourished Christians. I don't think they're eating their bread and drinking their water daily like they should be. I want to pick up on where we were 2 weeks ago about bread from heaven. He said God gave them bread from heaven, but the true bread is Jesus, and we know Jesus is the Word. But I want to just show you how God ties bread and water together, meaning the Word of God, all right? So Psalm 105, verse 40 says, the people asked, and he brought quail and satisfied them with the bread of heaven. But then it says, verse 41, he opened the rock and water gushed out. Now, there was literal bread, manna, but it represents something in the spiritual. Is it possible that the rock represents something in the spiritual? As a matter of fact, and there was a literal rock. There was a literal rock, there was literal bread, there was literal water. Water came out of a rock. But it actually says that this rock followed them. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a rock following anybody. But that would scare you as much as a bush burning that didn't burn up. There are things that you can think all day, you're not going to be able to understand it, because our God's a supernatural God. But I just want you to know, this book is a spiritual book. This book is a spiritual book, listen to me carefully, or you'll never understand the Bible, written by a spiritual being to spiritual beings. Because I'll show you the scripture later. The natural mind can't understand it. It can only be spiritually discerned. Okay, so there are so many spiritual meanings in this book, spiritual meanings, that boy, if you ever get in it and you see the spiritual meanings, you won't be able to put this thing down. I promise you. I'm this series, you know my goal for this series is to get you reading this book. And come on, let's just face it. You're Christians. Sooner or later, you're going to have to read this book, okay?